This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, August 5th, 2019. So, got a lot of things happening on the show today, including a surprise we had planned for Annie, but then totally forgot we had planned the surprise, so we were surprised as well. We have somebody from The Bachelor on the show this morning. A very weird story from my weekend down the Cape, and Kennedy has an odd dream. There's a big event happening tonight at King's Back Bay. It starts at 8 o'clock. Admission is free. It is the Bachelor in Paradise premiere viewing party. Again, tonight, King's Back Bay, 8 o'clock. Admission is free. Trivia, specialty themed cocktails. And Chelsea Roy from season 22 of The Bachelor is going to be hosting. Surprise,
yes.
Annie.
I know. This is so nice.
Surprise.
Good morning, everyone.
Annie is obsessed with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise.
All of it.
We think it is garbage television that we love to hate to watch. And so Annie watches it. She reports back to us. I want to ask you one question, though. So you were on the season with Ari Lewandowski.
I was. Unfortunately.
By the way, Chelsea's from Portland, Maine, so she's a hometown girl.
Yes, New England.
Can you really fall in love on a reality TV show? Does that happen, or are you just acting it up for the show to stay longer?
So there are people that go on, and they are definitely acting, but they don't last long. If you're open to understanding the amount of time you have disconnected from the world and able to actually spend investigating and getting to know someone, it does work. You're pulled away from all of your outside distractions and can just get right involved with somebody.
They take away your phone, everything like that. You don't have access to TV or the newspaper or anything.
You can't call mom to cry.
So, that's the worst.
Yeah, so you don't have your normal support system that you have to figure out for yourself. And by doing that, you're actually figuring out with somebody else because you have no choice but to talk the entire time. So it really is something that works.
But all those women in one place.
Ooh.
I just feel like you might find someone, like you say, you can't cry to your mother, but you have girlfriends you could cry to. But I feel like half of them are backstabbing you know what. And so how do you know who to trust? I knew not to.
Yeah, so there's a fine balance between kind of developing friendships, but also not making it a click, because then other people will start to see that happen and will either steer away from you or team up on you. Not going to lie, I got into a couple cat fights. But that's only because there are some petty things that go down and I don't stand for it. You know, there are more bigger issues out there other than some girl accidentally spilling their wine on another girl's dress. So you do have to be extremely careful about how close you get with people. But with that said, I have some best friends that came out of the show.
So Annie, as we said, loves The Bachelorette.
Yes.
And we even talked last year about her filling out the application for The Bachelor. What advice would you give her if she decides to do it next season?
So what helped me was exposing it all and not being afraid of who I was. I think that they want to see that, because the more vulnerable you become, I guess the more entertaining you are on TV.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be strong-minded too.
Well, Annie's not that, so forget it.
You're out.
Bye. No rose for you.
Yeah, and just be open to anything happening. I can't say that you can prepare for what is going to happen, but to understand that it is kind of a social experiment, which I was talking about not too long ago, and owning your story with it.
I think the hardest thing is, and we were just talking about this, is like, I'm an open book. I don't really care what people think of me, but the hate and the backlash that you guys get, I just think is so hard, because you are human beings at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And of course, like when I do the recap about this season, I just go in on Luke P because he's a terrible person. Yeah. But I wouldn't like...
Because she knows him.
Because I know him very well. But the fact that like your families and like I know you have a son, like, to affect those kinds of people in your life, that just is not okay to me.
It's tough, and it's very hard to avoid. A lot of people want to feel like they know you from watching clips of you edited. Not, well, I say edited, but they put together what you did in certain ways so that it kind of creates a story.
Right.
One thing could have been said the day before, but they make it seem like it was said right after this girl had an issue. So people need to be aware of that. But a lot of people do become extremely emotionally invested in you. Mm-hmm. And then have judgments that they feel as though they're allowed or they're entitled to say.
Right.
For me, yes, it was very difficult. I took a huge risk because I was a mother. Not only my biggest fear was losing out on time with my son, but to also be or receive backlash for, you know, quote unquote, leaving him. Well, that's not true. I wouldn't have done the show if I was leaving my son. And let me tell you what, our relationship has not changed.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Chelsea Roy is going to be at Kings Back Bay tonight for a Bachelor in Paradise premiere viewing party. This is the show that Annie really wants to get on.
I love
Bachelor in Paradise. So what? This is just go and drink and hook up. Is that what that show is, Annie?
Okay, well, that's a little much, but okay, sure. They're on a beach in Mexico. What does it start with, like 10 or 15 of you?
Yeah, the original cast is about that much.
And then they bring in like people from previous seasons. They bring in maybe someone that you had a relationship with. And it's just a free-for-all, and like I just am so here for it. And I would thrive on a beach in Mexico. Like, sign me up.
So you have to be in The Bachelor or The Bachelorette to get in there
yes.
first.
So how much free booze are you allowed on Bachelor in Paradise?
So I don't know if it's free when you're getting kind of embarrassed in front of the public.
Nothing's free.
There's a cost,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. There is a cost to it. But as we were just talking about season four, there was some sort of controversy with Corinne and what had happened. So they did make sure that we are not drinking a lot. And plus, the sun is hot and you instantly become dehydrated. So they're actually really good about taking care of you so everyone's safe.
Did you ever meet a man that you started to fall for or dated through The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, or Bachelor in Paradise, any of that?
I did.
You did?
They didn't show it.
Oh, so good.
You're
so
kidding
good.
Me.
Of course not.
Was it Ari Lewandowski?
It was not Ari.
No.
Ari
have
you heard the way she says his name?
There is a lot that they don't show just because there are so many couples. There's so much drama going on. So they're really trying to make this show short and sweet, but grab your attention. My story was definitely not shown. Towards the end, they actually made it out to be me taking... what's his name? Oh, see, Camille. I don't even like him.
Yeah.
But they made it look like I was trying to steal him from Annalise. Well, that same night, somebody came to Paradise to rescue me. Somebody that I couldn't stop thinking about and somebody that didn't get my rose because I was playing my cards safe.
Ooh, them Bachelor
producers. The tea! The tea!
Them Bachelor producers
so
are good.
So how long did you date this guy?
A couple months, and then I realized that distance was becoming an issue as we were both settling in our careers and our respective states. It's definitely difficult dating with a child, which is why I took advantage of the show because I could disconnect a little bit and really focus on what my needs were. So unfortunately, it didn't work out. But
are you allowed to tell us who it was?
Yeah. You guys are not going to believe
it. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm going to get judged.
You're going to get judged? No. Luke P.
No, so...
Is that the only guy you know?
Yeah.
Yes. That's all
well, I know
knows.
Ari Lewandowski. Yeah,
from Becca's season,
right?
I started dating Nick Spestis.
Nick Spestis.
What?
Yep, see, I knew it.
Annie
knew
has
it.
Mind blown.
What?
Nick Spestis, the Italian lawyer from Jersey, now living in Florida,
Let's
came back.
Go.
Oh, he's a very good-looking gentleman. Yeah.
Wow, I'm rattled.
Every picture of him that I just looked up is him without a shirt.
Hey, how you doing?
A lot of them go on the show to take their shirts off.
Oh, really? Absolutely.
Well, if I had a stomach that looked like that, my shirt would be off all day. Okay, Chelsea Roy, again tonight, Kings Back Bay, 8 o'clock in Mission.
Annie's ruined for the rest of the show.
I'm not well.
There's a Bachelor in Paradise premiere viewing party again tonight, Kings Back Bay, 8 o'clock. Admission is free. Trivia, specialty team cocktails. And you can meet Chelsea Roy from season 22. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. It was good to meet you. Annie, surprise.
It's the best surprise ever.
Did we do okay?
Yes, you crushed it. Well, you guys didn't, but Chelsea did. Yeah. That's good enough.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I don't know what to file this story under, but this is my life.
No, really. It's just, it's the most Carson thing that can Carson.
So on Saturday, we get up at 7 a.m., load up me, Lana, and Barrett. And we take the doors off of my Jeep, take the roof off the Jeep, and we are headed to the Cape. And it is our dream to buy a house on the Cape at some point within the next year. So we are down there house hunting. Lana's got Zillow going. Barrett's got Zillow going. They're trying to find the best deal. You know, we've learned that we can only afford about a 700 square foot shack anywhere on Cape Cod because
still a place on the Cape,
right? Because you know the prices are just crazy. So we spend the first half of the day just going house to house to house to house. A couple of them, or one of them was an open house, so we got to go in and see it. And we're hungry, and we had heard about this place, Beachcomber, which is in Wellfleet. Close to the area that we're looking. We had never been there before, and this place is famous. I mean, it is utter chaos in an awesome way, Kennedy.
It sounds awful.
It sits right on a beach. That drop down to the beach, by the way.
A little dodgy.
A little bit of a walk. Saw somebody showed up and they were on crutches. I was like, that's not going to be a fun walk
for
me.
That ain't it.
So we get there. You can't even get into the parking lot. It is so crowded. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, yeah, you're going to have to park down the street. And, you know, it's a young kid working there. He's like, ah. But I do like your Jeep. I'll tell you what, there's one spot down in front. You can go park down there. So we go down there. We got to wait a half an hour. There's a gift shop there.
The wait in half an hour, I'd be out.
Yeah, but you get a drink. Barrett got a mocktail.
Yes.
You're on the beach. You're taking, just all of it. It's just a glorious Saturday. Right? So they finally take us in and sit us down. Now, this place, again, it is huge. There's inside. There's outside. There's multiple bars. There's a raw bar.
I'm looking
bar.
At pictures, and now I'm so hungry.
The food was fantastic. You too. So we sit down at the table, and as we sit down, my wife leans into me. She's like, I think I know that couple next to us. And I look at them. And I'm like, how do we know them? She's like, yeah, I think I know them. And so I almost go to say something. She's like, don't bother them. They have a baby with them. Don't talk to them. Just leave them alone. So we continue. We eat. And then at some point, like Lana and this woman's eyes kind of meet. And they both look at each other. Do we know each other? And the woman says, yeah, so 5 years ago, we parked next to each other on the beach down at Race Point in Provincetown and played cornhole all day.
What?
And we're like,
wait, what now?
So 5 years ago, almost to the day, we were down on the beach at Race Point. You can drive your four-wheel drive onto the beach. And this couple now sitting next to us on Saturday is the same couple that was sitting next to us.
So have you seen them since?
No, haven't seen them since. And we're looking in Eastham is where we're looking for a house. And they're like, oh yeah, we bought a little shack in Eastham. I'm like, oh my God, we're looking for a shack in Eastham too. They live in Charlestown.
No, they don't.
They live like two streets over from
us. They do not. I swear to God, this only happens to you. And what is it with the people of Charlestown who travel so much?
I have no idea. Completely random that we played cornhole with this couple 5 years ago.
It was your 5-year anniversary.
Yes.
It's so cute.
They now have a baby that's like 2 years old. They're like, we remember your son. And he was like a little, you know, a little speck of a thing.
I'm amazed you guys remembered each other. I wouldn't remember you guys if I hadn't seen you in 5 years. Let alone someone I met once.
I didn't really remember their faces, but when they told the story about playing cornhole, like we spent, you know, there's that thing that always happens. At least it does to us when you go to the beach and you pull up next to somebody and you like your best friends for the day.
Vacation friends or beach friends are the best kinds of friends because you know that you're there
for
each other.
You add each other on Facebook.
They're your single serving friends. And you stay in touch for about a week and that's it.
Right. Yeah. Like we'll add each other on Facebook. We'll do this. And then you never talk to them again. Mm-hmm. Until you bump into them at the Beachcomber
That's
restaurant.
That's remarkable.
Almost 5 years
And
to
they
the
live
day.
Two blocks from you.
And they live in
so
Charlestown.
So now are you bringing them into the circle?
So we did
Garage
exchange,
BQ action.
Yeah, we exchanged cell phone numbers. They now have a kid. Before they were a young couple with no kids. Now they have a 2-year-old.
You guys are like mirror images of each other.
It's really kind of weird. And they bought a house in the same little neighborhood we want to buy a house in.
Only you.
Yeah.
Only you, buddy.
That is it's a weird, weird thing.
No, it's because you're nice and you talk to people.
Yeah.
That too.
You know what I mean? These things would never happen to me because I don't talk to people.
I never noticed that about you, Kennedy.
It seems so odd. I try. It just never seems to work out for me.
Kennedy would have been sitting there with the book, under a big hat, with sunglasses and her AirPods in.
Kennedy never would have been there to begin with.
The Beachcomber.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, how are you feeling? I notice your voice is almost back to 100%.
I'm almost there.
Right?
I did absolutely nothing this weekend but sleep. I only ate. I ate soup here on Friday, and I had half a bowl of soup yesterday.
All right, so what did you watch on television all weekend long?
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, right. So you're all caught up?
Oh, it's
Did you watch the entire series?
No, but I got far. Oh, okay. I kept falling asleep. All that NyQuil.
It'll get you.
And it's just so depressing. Like, I had to go back and forth between something funny.
Right.
There's only so much of that you can watch in one sitting.
Absolutely.
Without being like...
If you want to watch something funny, watch Yellowstone.
Yellowstone?
With Kevin Costner.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be a serious drama about a ranch owner in Wyoming.
Yeah.
And just the acting is so good and so bad, and his voice is so weird in all of it.
Kevin
Costner.
He's a perfect man.
I know.
You're laughing at his acting?
You go, his voice in this is very awkward and weird. He tries to go extra low in every scene.
I don't understand.
The cows are dead and it's your fault. There's a lot of that. It's something to, like, it's a break in between the serious stuff.
Sounds good.
I feel like if she's on cough medicine and watches that, she's going to have all sorts of things going on up there.
I'm telling you, it was a weird weekend in my house. Elvis does not know who I am right now.
We got up early Saturday morning, and so it is our goal maybe next year to try and buy a house down on Cape Cod.
Living that New England life,
right?
And so have your summer house,
right? And so, you know, you have this vision in your head, and it's 3-bedroom, 2-bath, beachfront views, right?
What are you,
that's
insane?
That's an expensive vision, bro.
Yeah, right?
And then you
who
get
do
down
you
there.
Think you are,
right,
son?
Exactly. Well, that reality happens because we get down there. We started in, we left 7 a.m. out of Boston.
Well, you should.
We're down on the Cape by 9 a.m. We did East Ham. We did Wellfleet, Truro, kind of. We think that's here and we might want to be in. Then we go to the first house and we're like, okay. So there's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It is nowhere near the water. It's on a main road. Needs a lot of work. And it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars over our budget.
Yep.
We're like, okay, so that one's crossed that one off the list. So it was a lot. At one point, even Barrett's like, Dad, can I have your phone? I'm going to get on Zillow. So Barrett and Lana are on Zillow.
Oh, my gosh. I was on Zillow till my eyes crossed this weekend.
Trying to outdo each other. We ended up, the one that we loved, I'm not kidding, was like 700 square feet. That was it.
All you need down there.
700 square feet.
The few Cape houses I've had the pleasure of being at were very small, and they were lovely.
There was a smell in the pseudo basement.
Yeah.
What you got against 700 square feet, son? That's 30 more than I got.
You need to get on one of those HGTV shows where they house hunt for you.
That's what I'm thinking. But I happen to know that one show, like Beachfront Homes.
Yeah. Beachfront Bargains, that's the best one.
The couple buys the house, and then afterwards they do the show.
Hey,
and
Carson, every show's like that.
I'm a morning radio host. Most of my wife monograms, and our budget is $800,000.
Okay, that is not our budget. Our budget is a lot less than that. Our budget is like $400,000.
He'll be staying in a shack.
Yeah. Right.
You can't even cross the bridge for $400,000.
Yeah, right?
I know. It's
How about sandwich? How sandwich like?
How about a camper, Lana? We went and looked at this one house.
Then you could go anywhere.
We went and looked at this one house, and I'm not kidding you. We drove for 20 minutes on a dirt road to try and get to this house in the middle of nowhere. I didn't know you could drive for 20 minutes on a dirt road in the Cape to get to a house.
I was going
to
say, is there a backwoods in the Cape?
Are you sure you weren't shopping for me?
No, it was backwoods. We got to it. I was like, this is not a neighborhood. This is a compound. Like, there is some weird stuff going on in these backwoods. The bugs were the size of birds. So, yeah, that was our weekend.
Very
spending.
Cool,
How
very
about
cool.
you, Annie? What'd you do?
I was down the Cape, too. I was in Dennisport with all my friends. One of my best guy friends, Ryan, his family owns a house down there. And it was the best weekend. I mean, we were up. Like, I was banging pots and pans in people's faces Saturday morning. Like, I don't care. We went out last night. We're on the beach by 9:30. We were there till like 6.
We went to the Beachcomber for the first time.
It's the best place ever.
That was amazing.
Best place ever. I want my ashes to be spread at the Beachcomber.
Dan, how about you? What'd you
I'm neck and neck with Kennedy for pound for pound lamest weekend. I don't even know if I left the house outside of getting food.
I had to walk the dog. That's literally it.
Watch a lot of Friends on Netflix.
Amazing.
I don't have any, but I watch them on TV.
You're like my friends Ross and Monica. Joey, too. Joey was cool.
Chandler Bing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Before Kennedy shares this story with you, I just want to give you a little background. Kennedy has a history of losing her car and getting in accidents. All right.
I haven't lost my car. I forget where I parked, maybe.
You can't get it out of the parking garage.
Well, that wasn't my fault. I do that.
You've Yeah.
Hey, all Siri, where's my car is really helpful.
Sure. So Kennedy had a very weird dream over the weekend.
I had the longest set of recurring dreams ever. And I, you know, was hyped up on the NyQuil and whatnot, so, and fevers and so. But the dream I had was that I drove somewhere to meet my family, and I parked my car. And then we were supposed to go to see a movie, but I couldn't figure out how to get in the front door. Because every time I walked around, there was no door, or it was a completely different place. Oh. So I couldn't find them. And when I finally found them, then it was time to go. And then I left my purse. And then I couldn't find my purse. And then I couldn't find my car.
There's a string here, a thread, if you will.
And at one point, you guys, I woke up with such anxiety from losing my car that I actually went downstairs to the parking garage to make sure it was still there.
And was it there?
It was.
Okay, well, that's good.
But that's like a process in your building, right?
All right.
It's not just like peeking out a window and seeing
your car. No, I mean, I had to go down an elevator. The struggles. So... So I had this dream not once, not twice, but thrice. And I had such anxiety about it. And then I had a dream, to add on to that, that an ex-boyfriend came to pick me up to try and help me find my car. And I wrecked his car in the process.
Oh.
Which ex-boyfriend?
I'm not saying. Last time I said it, I got in trouble and he doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
Oh, the drama.
That one.
Oh, okay. I know that who it is. I know who it is.
So I tried to look up what all that means.
Right.
And it means just what you think it means.
You are looking for your way in life?
Yeah. That you're a little stunted. And that perhaps you need to have whatever it was that you were thinking you wanted to do.
That you took too much NyQuil?
Go on ahead and do it, or that.
So it's saying career change?
No. Oh. What I see for me is that I had some more ideas, like after doing the show and everything that I wanted to do. I wanted to write more, and I kind of got stunted on that I haven't been doing that. And so maybe this
is... So short-term stuff, not big picture stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm going to move, so that.
Hey. That's what you came up with? You lost your car, and now you're going to move?
Well, I was going to move anyway, but I think that's in my head, too. Because this is my fifth move in Boston.
I don't know how you do it.
That's so much.
I can't even handle it. It gives me the hives.
I I feel like it's not my fault, but it was, you know, the places that I've lived have all, you know, they raised the rent by thousands of dollars.
Buy a house.
Oh, okay. I'll do that right today. I know. My credit is sterling.
I know people, Kennedy. I know people. First time credit buyers,
I'm not
bankruptcy.
A first time buyer. I've bought a home.
Bankruptcy, foreclosures. Repossessions, I know people. They'll lend you money.
All right, I need to do it in 2 months.
All right, the VIG might be a little. And don't be late with your payments.
I'm never late with my payments.
Okay, good, because I'd hate to see you not have legs.
I'd still have my voice, though, so hey, we'd be rolling. Nothing going to stop us, Carson. We're here for the long haul, buddy.
At least it's harder to lose a house, too. You can't really do that.
No.
Car, maybe.
But I literally can't tell you. I woke up with such just breathing heavy anxiety this morning. It was ridiculous. I had to sit there and tell myself, it's just a dream. It's just a dream. Elvis is looking at me like I am insane. And I'm like, well, you know, mommy.
That's what happens when you spend a weekend taking Robitussin, closing the shades, and see what happens.
Too much lean.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.